For decades, Elizabeth Elliot has influenced many people through her books, timeless teaching, and courageous faith. She shares with us what she's learned as a daughter, wife, mother, and missionary on this radio program, Gateway to Joy.
You are loved with an everlasting love. That's what the Bible says. And underneath are the everlasting arms. This is your friend Elizabeth Elliot talking again today from Pamela Reeve's little book called Faith Is. This time, our concentration will be on faith and our disposition. On page 16 of Pamela Reeve's book, she says faith is dependence on God to work miracles in my disposition. Faith is dependence on God to work miracles in my disposition. Well, I know that if my disposition is going to change, it's going to have to take the power of God, and not just the power of Elizabeth Elliot. First, I've got to recognize that some changes need to be made. This is where we encounter the cross. Amy Carmichael said that whenever something occurred which cut across her natural desire or offended her disposition in some way, her rule for herself was, see in it a chance to die. See in it a chance to die. And I'm not sure that she used this expression on the occasion when she was a brand new missionary on her way to Japan. She went first to Japan before she ended up in India, where she stayed for 53 years. But on her way to Japan, she discovered that in the cabin on board ship, there were cockroaches and various other sorts of vermin. And she said that she and her roommate put up a little sign on the wall with a scripture verse, and I've forgotten exactly what the scripture verse was, but she had put the initials of each of the little creatures that were bugging them, shall we say, in the corners of the picture so that she could commit to God even those little things. Now, I don't suppose that your primary problem today is cockroaches and fleas, but on the other hand, maybe it is. See in it a chance to die. It's a very small thing, isn't it? But it certainly isn't something that you and I would choose. So it cuts across our disposition, doesn't it? It may spoil our disposition for the day because something's not working right, or you had a bad night, or somebody has just called up and canceled something that you were looking forward to. The I in us, that's capital I, is not to be shored up and flattered and hovered over and cherished. It has got to go down into death. The I must be crucified, nailed up, finished with. I'm keenly aware that this principle, the crucifixion of the self, flies in the face of most of modern psychology and a great deal of what some preachers are giving us these days. But it's in the book. It's in the Bible, and I want to be faithful to what's there. We can't alter the language. The language is the message. Paul said, I am crucified with Christ. And so my selfish self, the I that does not want to be crossed, has got to go. When A and B claim that they can't live or work together because of personality problems, God might be ready to work a miracle of love between them, if only A would trust him to work a miracle in his disposition or her disposition. Do you believe that? I really think that that's entirely possible. In fact, I know it is because I've seen it work. We often say that there are always two sides to every question, and there are. There are two sides to personality problems. But miraculously, this is where the miracle of God's love can come in. If only one of the two is prepared to sacrifice, God may work a miracle in that man's disposition or that woman's disposition. It might possibly only take a change in one of the two individuals to bring harmony. I've seen it work. We are all basically incompatible, aren't we? I was talking with a young man after church on Sunday who had been separated from his wife. And he was telling me things that didn't surprise me at all. He said, you know, women have needs that men aren't always very sensitive to. And I said, uh-huh. And he said, you know, I just, after all these years of being married to her, he said, I began to realize that I just had been insensitive in some ways. He said, I don't think all the fault was on my side, but he said, we're doing better. We're doing better now, and I think maybe we're going to get back together again. And I said, well, what you're telling me is not new, because we are basically incompatible, aren't we? If a sinful man and a sinful woman are going to set up housekeeping together and try to live in harmony and peace night and day, 365 days a year, isn't it going to take a lot of learning and humbling and apologizing and forgiving? We are incompatible because we're sinners, and we've all got that capital I in us. But when we're crucified with Christ, he raises us to a new life, and he lives his life in us. God is love. He that dwells in love dwells in God. Now that has got to make a difference. That will make a difference. And I'm always praying that the Lord will shape me more into his likeness, that he will teach me how to love my husband more perfectly, more pleasingly. I feel sure that I'm speaking to more than one person today whose deepest heart desire is to be like Christ, to be able truly and wholeheartedly to say, not I, but Christ. Are you one of those? Well, what is the Lord saying to you now? What aspect of your disposition is most difficult for the people that you have to live and work with to live with? What aspect is the most irritating to your husband, your fellow workers, your children? What aspect of your disposition hinders the reflection of the glory of God? Ask God to show you what it is. Perhaps it's a complaining or a critical spirit. That comes naturally to me. I would be a champion complainer. I'm trying to learn in my old age to be a champion thanker and to just be grateful and to praise God instead of dwelling on the things that I don't like. I have a very critical mind. It spills over into a critical spirit. And I say, Lord, help me to see things with your eyes. How do you look at this situation? Deliver me from endless complaining and criticizing. Perhaps your problem is a short fuse of anger. Do you explode easily? Does it take much to make you mad? Maybe it's a sort of obliviousness to others, a nothing look, of which I've been accused more than once. Instead of looking at a person with a friendly smile or a compassionate look, I've been accused of a nothing look, a look that tells nothing at all. Well, God can change that. Faith is dependence on God to work miracles in my disposition. And faith is also the willingness to be changed, to depend on the faithful work of the Holy Spirit to go to work on us, on our temperamental peculiarities. What are your temperamental peculiarities? If you can't think of them, why don't you ask your husband or your wife? If you can get the truth out of them, you'll learn what your temperamental peculiarities are. And I know what mine are, and I don't think you want to hear any more of mine. I've given you quite a few, made a few confessions today, haven't I? But my husband could certainly tell you what they are, and I know the ones that run in our families, and I know the ones that I have found difficult to live with on the mission field. Missionaries have a tough time sometimes because we're stuck in an isolated place with other people who don't speak our language, and very often our fellow missionaries are not people that we would choose because we really don't have anything in common with them except our Christianity, our desire to reach these people. And that doesn't always seem like enough. Faith is dependence on God to work miracles in my disposition. And faith humbly receives the revelation and whatever it takes to remedy it. Faith is going to receive a revelation even if it comes from that person that we find most difficult to get along with. Are we humble enough to receive it from their lips? Are we humble enough to do whatever it takes to remedy it? God will do the miracle in cooperation with our will. Paul says we are to work out our own salvation with fear and trembling, for it is God who works in us. I don't believe God's going to do the miracle without our humble reception and our willing cooperation.
Growing up, Elizabeth Elliot understood that studying the Bible is a vital priority for the Christian life. And ladies, we can also establish a solid foundation for our lives through daily Bible reading and prayer. Join us next time as we think about the eternal truth of God's Word here on Gateway to Joy. Anything, if offered to God, can and will become your Gateway to Joy. This has been a production of the Bible Broadcasting Network.